Huh. Finally, someone shows up. Been a few days since I stuck their request on the board. I don't know if I'm surprised or not that it took this long. Things have been kind of weird lately in this neck of the woods. Anyway, take a seat. Don't be shy or anything. I'm not hiring for anything weird. Hiring. Saying the right word. Hiring someone to help with a job I got hired for. Nah, hiring isn't it. Looking for party members? I guess that's better. What I was trying to say is I'm not doing anything questionable. Just got some jobs to either hand for. Can't do it alone. Some people get weird about hanging out in a tavern talking business. Only sort of folks that get bothered by that are the kind to hide something. You aren't that kind, right? Good. Starting off on the right foot then. I put most of the details on the board, but I figure I'll go over them again with you. Not really a writing kind of person anyway, you know. Probably forgot something. Usually I travel with my sisters. Don't know if you've seen us around. Not sure how long you've been working in this region. New here? Thought so. You smell foreign. Not like the locals. Anyway, they've got their own stuff to do, so I need a little help with some jobs. Plus, even if they were here, we've been trying to find a fourth anyway. Cover some of our weaknesses. Four is a nice number, right? Get a nice light party going. Just enough, not too many. Keeps you from arguing over loot. Or, God forbid, some sort of archaic lottery system. Anyway, I'm getting off track. Requested looking for a cleric or some other kind of healer. Hope you can cover that, yeah? My big sister can do it herself, but she doesn't really like to. Rather blow stuff up, cackamaniacally, stuff like that. Yeah, a little bit of a nut job, but we love her. Huh? Bigger sister than me? Nah. She's the shortest of the bunch, but the oldest. And she's the brains. I'm the middle sister, and I'm the brawn. Young's is right in the middle, and she's the most... sensible, I guess? Or reliable? Funny how that works. Oh, right. Yeah, so you can do that for us, right? Traveling healer. Great. Perfect. Just what we're looking for. Like I said, my sisters are kind of busy. But I've got some simple work to keep me busy in the meantime. Or, less busy, I guess. Have you ever taken on these kinds of jobs? No? Yeah, that's alright. Rookies are fine anyway. I can show you the ropes. All I need you to do is not panic. Well, and patch me up when I need it anyway. You'll get a fair split from the jobs. Won't be a ton. These ones are pretty low rank, and they don't pay out a whole lot, but it's something. Don't want to share? Nonsense, I can't do that. You gotta get something. I won't let anyone give me a job for experience's sake, and you shouldn't either. Journey of self-discovery. Look, you still gotta eat. Guess you are a little wet behind the ears, huh? That's fine. It's kind of endearing. Kind of cute, too, I guess. Almost got me feeling like a big sister for once. Like you already. I think we'll get along just fine. You got any questions yourself? What are we doing? See, I'm not so good at this. Already forgetting things. That's why I hit things and let the others figure this stuff out. I had a couple jobs in the forest nearby. Nothing wild. The first one is to go scout out a bandit camp nearby. Don't need to fight them. In fact, I don't even want us to yet. Kinda disappointing. But, you know, I wanted something easy to start off. Just in case I did get a fresh face like you. Probably won't fight anything more than wild animals. It isn't really my forte, but this will be pretty hard to mess up. I don't suppose you're any good at tracking and scouting, are you? Nah. Oh well. Like I said, it's pretty close to home, so no big deal. There's a few spots of horse with weird plants we want to avoid. Other than that, no worries. Huh? You want to know what's weird about them? Don't worry about it. I ain't gonna wander into them anyway. Anyway, if that's it, I'd say we're good to go. We can head out in the morning. Anything else on your mind? No? Good. You got money for the inn. Really? Well, the three of us have a regular room here anyway. Practically free because all the work we do. You can borrow my sister's beds while they're away. Sound good? Great. Let's hit the hay. We can get going in the morning. Big sister can show you the ropes. You know, it's kind of exciting to be part of someone's first time. What's with that look? Did I say something funny? Anyway, come on. Oil's burning. Gotta be rested for the job. Damn it. Feels like we've been wandering for hours. Thought this could be some quick and easy, but I think we've already burnt half the day. Huh? Well, yeah, I mean, I'm not gonna yank your chain. I have no idea where we are. Don't panic. Oh look, I can probably get us back to town at least. This bandit camp? Not a clue. I feel like I got us turned around somewhere and we're just heading the wrong direction. Usually my older sister does this. She's got a little trinket that points you north and she handles this kind of stuff. Look, if you're worried, just... Well, it's not like anyone's watching us. It's kind of embarrassing, but... You know, if I'm gonna be the big sister here... Here, let me give you a hug. I used this for my younger sister when we were kids. Made her feel better. Haven't done it in a while. Especially not for strangers. But you seem like you're a good sort. How's that? Looks like you're calming down a bit. You feel better. Good. Don't know why this worries you so much with all your traveling. And you know, you handled things fine when you fought those wolves earlier. You know, when I first saw you, I thought I'd be able to just snap you in half. But you're stronger than you look. Hey, don't be insulted by that. I'm bigger than you and stronger. Just how it is. Oh, look, it's not about your size, right? It's about your character and spirit. Look, why don't we just start heading back? We can try again tomorrow. There's no real time limit on getting this done. If anyone asks, well, I'll do some other job. Good. We can just kind of take it easy on the way back then. No stress. Nothing to worry about. Guess this was kind of a bust, huh? Not really your fault or anything. You did everything you were supposed to. I figure you're probably disappointed in me. Man, I was so excited for a great first job for you. You aren't disappointed. Well, I'm glad you had a good time, even with how things ended up. You know, if you want to stick with me and see it through, you're welcome to. Plus the other jobs you got lined up. You do? Oh, good. I'm glad. Well, I guess if you're gonna hang around, we should get to know each other more. Anything you want to ask me? You're wondering about my sisters? Huh. Didn't expect that. I guess me talking them up earlier got you thinking. Well, I don't mind. I love my sisters. I got two of them. Travel around, do odd jobs around the land. Older sister's an alchemist. A bit stuck up. Thinks she's a genius. And she is pretty smart, I guess. Sometimes, I pick her up and dangle her a bit when she's being out of line. She's a short one. Honestly, she's most of why we got started in our travels in the first place. Always on the lookout for some weird book or ingredients. We're just kinda along for the ride on adventure. Not like we really got anywhere else to go. Sounds sad. What? Not having a home to go back to? No, we got out of there on purpose. All we do now isn't perfect or anything. We enjoy ourselves. Anyway, my younger sister's a, I don't know. Wizard's the wrong word, I guess. She doesn't study or anything. She kinda just makes magic happen. Don't really know how it works. Don't care, I guess. She meditates. She practices. And just, conjures up stuff. Something from within. Fire and lightning. Some sort of other energy. She's real good at it. She's halfway between me and my older sister, both in terms of height and, well, I guess personality too. She's the cool, level-headed one. Reliable. Keeps us both in line when we get out of line. Probably got that way because she grew up dealing with me and our other sister being complete opposites. Stick around long enough and you meet them both. It's getting so hot out. Feels like my body is burning up. Yeah, I know. It's not that hot out, but I just... It's weird. You feeling okay? Well, you're feeling it too. It's intense. It doesn't feel bad. I just... I feel hot and sweaty and... It's intense. Your face looks so flushed, too. Looks like... Well, you're getting kinda sweaty, too. Kinda cute when you're like this. You smell real nice, too. Ugh, what is this? Huh? What? have something on your mind? Plants. What? The weird ones I mentioned? What about them? What do they look like and do? They're kind of pink and drippy. Petals kind of look like clams, I guess. They grow on bunches and hang from trees. Apparently they make you feel a certain way. Excited. Kind of a primal need. Gods, it is too hot out. Gotta get out of this armor. Anyway, why do you ask? Look up? Well, yeah, that kind of looks like... Oh, damn. Damn. Okay, I didn't expect to end up here. We shouldn't have seen anything like this. I need to... get out of these clothes. Yeah. Hey. You should get those heavy robes off. You're gonna burn up in those. Won't be good for you, you know? Trust me. You can trust your big sister. I'm here to look out for you, right? Protect you and give you a good first time. Let me just pull this off. Ah, yeah, freedom. The cool air in my body feels so good. Hey, look at me. Don't turn away. Someone your age. You gotta be curious in a body like mine, right? I saw the way you looked at me when you first laid eyes on me in the tavern. Don't think I missed it. You want to deny it? Go ahead. But I could tell your eyes were locked on these huge, plump tits. Were you thinking about what's underneath the fabric covering them? Look at these. Take a good long look at my fat, puffy nipples. They're so hard. Don't you want to touch them? Maybe put one in your mouth and suck on it. You know, I could just hold you in my lap while you drink from me. Would you like that? Or maybe you're wanting some else. Don't even try to hide it. Look down. I can see your hard cock lifting up your robe. You want us as bad as I do. You know what? I've been smelling the scent of desire in your body for hours. Yeah? Now... let's get you out of that robe. Didn't even try to resist. I knew it. Let's take a look at... holy shit. For someone your size, you sure are packing it, aren't ya? Guns. I feel like I can almost taste the scent rolling off it. That hard, dripping cock. Those compact balls. The only scent on your body is your own. Have you ever even been with another? Or is this also gonna be your first adventure? Don't even answer. I don't care. There's only one thing I care about now. Let me just get up in here and get a... Good. Good. And you're just the right size, too. I love when they're smaller than me. You can barely hold back, can you? Your knees are shaking. Your body's quivering. Your thick penis pulsing and gushing with pre-cum. You know what? I bet if you put it in me right now, you'd come instantly. You know, my kind has a higher body temperature than yours. It's like a sauna inside of me. Whether it's my mouth, my pussy. Look. I'm already drenched. It's so hot. You can practically see the steam pouring off of it. Imagine what it'd be like if you put it in me. Big sister is gonna give you a choice. I need you to breed me. I need you to paint my womb with your cum. Right here. Right now. You can take me. Plow my body with your dick. Or you can hesitate and I'll push it down and take you myself. Either way, I'm getting what I need. Whoops. You took too long to decide. Maybe next time. Guess I'll just claim my prize then. Don't worry, I may be bigger than you, but I know how to handle myself. Even if I put all my weight down on you, and I will, it's not gonna hurt a bit. Now, stay still. How is it? It's burning hot inside of me, isn't it? And that's the joy of fucking someone like me. You can't get this kind of thing anywhere else. Oh, it's so big. Look, you can almost see the outline of it bulging in me. If I press here, your cock twitched. You did feel it. You're so adorable. Big sister's gonna take care of you and milk your balls dry. You don't don't have to move. I said I was gonna take the lead in this adventure, didn't I? Just lay back and let me handle everything. So hard. Are you excited to be under me? Feel like someone bigger on top of you? How does it feel being inside of me? Sister, take care of you. Read me.
Come for me. Oh.
I'm so full. There's so much cum in me. How long has it been since you emptied your nuts? Gods. You pumped so much into me. Let me just get off this. Oh, it's just pouring out of my pussy. Something like this. Something like this would knock up a human girl in an instant. Here, let me get a taste of this for myself. And the taste of your cum mixed with my pussy juice. And the heady aroma of our scent and sweat mixed together. It's gonna drive me even deeper into madness. You know, this is enough to properly breed me. We gotta keep going. Make sure you get me all knocked up. My kind have a hard time with that sort of thing. But you? With that much hot communism loaded inside of me? I think you're gonna be the one. Now, you ready for round two? Maybe even a 3 or 4. Maybe we'll just go till we both pass out. How does that sound? Ah, don't look so worried. I told you. Big sister's gonna take care of you. Keep it up and maybe I'll be the one on my back instead. Now, are you ready? What is? It's night time. Where is... In my arms? Wait, where'd the plants go? How long were we? It doesn't matter, I guess. Hey, you alright? A little sore? I'm not surprised. That was an experience, wasn't it? I don't remember all of it. The things I said, what happened. My head's all foggy. Feels like something took over and just, you know. We can't stay out here, though. We gotta need to grab our stuff and get back to the inn. Can you stand? Maybe? Here, hold on to me. Up we go. A little shaky, but I think we'll be okay. Can you stand on your own? There you go. Good, good. I don't want to be much of a big sister, but I didn't ask, right? Why don't you grab your stuff and all? Yeah. Let's just get out of here. before the plants come back, or anything else comes along. Come on. Feels good to get back here. Safe and warm. Never thought I'd be so desperate to see a warm bed. Huh? You already felt safe and warm. What? Thanks. I could have done a better job, though. So, that was an experience. Do I want to talk about it? Well, I think we should talk about it tomorrow, but I do want to say something. After what happened today, consider yourself a proper member of the party. Can't wait to introduce you to my sisters, see what they think of you. Might take a little convincing though, you know? What, didn't expect that? Look, can't say I don't have a type, you know? Plus the road's kinda lonely. And I can't let you just cut and run. I gotta take responsibility for it, for what happened. Now, if you want, you don't have to use the spare beds. You understand? Good. Come here. You said you felt safe and warm, right? Well, there's no place more safe and warm than right here. Good night. Mm-hmm.